Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
While people consider the many forms of self-care and mental health management options that are available, one lesser-known option is goats. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund. Abigail Lippman is the owner of Oak Hollow Acres and Serenity Soapworks. She holds goat therapy lessons on her farm for visitors to unwind and de-stress. She shares more about her business and the goat therapy program.
So we started back in 99. I started with my first goats, and I started making soap from the goats, the goat's milk that we have here on our farm. We do goat yoga and offer goat therapy, as well as we sell at different farmers markets and craft sales throughout the area and a few stores. We sell our goat's milk bath and body products at different stores and craft sales. We also sell organic pasture-raised chicken eggs, duck, turkey, goose, and goose meat.
Awesome. And you mentioned that you have goat therapy. What is that?
So goat therapy, we've been doing it for years, unofficially for years. We officially started once COVID hit, when people weren't supposed to hug or have contact with people. They could come out to the farm and hug and love on the goats and spend time and get the human contact or get animal contact because they were missing human contact. So what we offer now, what we officially offer now, is an hour-long class. You can either do a private class or you can join one of our public classes that we offer. You come out for an hour and just hang out with the goats, and it's your hour to do what you would like. So if you want to talk to me and ask questions about goats, you can spend the whole time doing that. If you just want to come out and hang out and be quiet and just sit there, you can do that as well. It's your hour to do what you would like.
What has the response to this goat therapy offering been like?
It has been very, very popular. Goats are becoming more popular with people in general, and people just want to come and hang out, especially now people seem so stressed out and just want to relax. We live out in the middle of the woods, so it looks like you're up north when you're out here. It's very peaceful. So you can come and hang out, and people just want to de-stress, and goats are very, you know, take your stress away very easily.
I would certainly believe that that's a really peaceful setting and just a great way to calm down and relax after, you know, a stressful day, week, whatever. Now, what is your customer base like? Do you have a lot of returning customers, or where are these people coming from?
So we do have a lot of returning customers, and we do get people when they're here from all different parts of the United States that come either for a yoga class or for a therapy class. We've had people from the East Coast, the West Coast, North and South, all over.
So how are they finding out about your farm?
I think it's just on Facebook through a lot of word of mouth. A lot of people have passed that around and shown it on their Facebook. If they Google goat therapy or goat yoga, we come up. We were the first in southeastern Wisconsin to start the goat yoga several years ago. It's been eight years now. So we've been around for quite a while.
Now, I know you mentioned that this sort of took off during the pandemic. Now that we're in this post-pandemic era, do you find that you still have just as many customers as you did then? Or what does the business look like now moving forward?
Yes, we still do have quite a few customers. People just seem to be stressed out these days just with everything and want to relax. So it has been, you know, busy just like it was during the pandemic.
Now, there's many ways that people can manage their mental health and sort of treat themselves to some form of self-care. What makes goat therapy so unique?
Animals are very calming. You know, people that are stressed out or, you know, feeling anxious or any kind of, you know, anxiety, things like that, you know, touching an animal, petting an animal is supposed to reduce your stress and bring your anxiety down. Goats are very, very peaceful, loving animals. They can be silly at times too, so you can get a laugh out of them, but just coming and petting them and just sitting down and relaxing and taking a deep breath and being out in nature, out in our woods, just really takes all of that away.
Now, people who are coming from a background where they may have seen livestock before, even had goats of their own, they know what they're getting themselves into when they come out to hang out with these goats. But what is the response like from people that don't come from a background or maybe have never seen a goat before?
They're very excited. They don't expect goats to be so friendly, so nice. We do have a few people that don't realize they're not potty trained. Goats are not potty trained, so they do go to the bathroom. For yoga, we do offer a poop prize. If your yoga mat gets pooped or peed on first, you get a bar of soap after class, just to make it a joke so people are, you know, oh, hey, come over to my mat now. So that's probably been the biggest shocker to people that aren't from farm areas. But people are just amazed at how wonderful the goats are and sweet and loving.
It sounds like a fun way to get people interested in agriculture and sort of teach them something along the way. Now, what kind of role are you hoping to have as an educator and an advocate for agriculture through this business?
I love when people come out and ask questions. They want to know, you know, what we do on the farm for food, what, you know, what goats provide to, as far as products, different products. We don't do meat goats here, but there are meat goats, which I do talk to them about that. Goat's milk is so important. You can get cashmere from goats. Goats offer a wide variety of products. And it's fun to educate them. We do organic here on the farm too, and sustainability. So that's very important. And I do try to educate people to that as well.
So how do you incorporate the organic and sustainability aspect into these therapy lessons, you know, through education or whether it's giving people a real world example?
Well, people can come out here and see what we do, which is really important. A lot of people just ask questions and I get to answer questions. Or if they don't ask questions, you know, I can say, oh, well, this is what we're doing here or how we're doing this, so that they can understand it and learn more. I found with agriculture and especially small farms that education is huge for people, that if they don't know about agriculture and what's going on, to education is the best way to get people to know what's going on.
Education certainly is a huge aspect in keeping the ag industry moving forward. Now, focusing on your business specifically, what do you hope to do moving forward? Is there anything else you'd like to add to your goat therapy programs?
We just like to keep it going as much as possible, you know, have people come out still. We'll be offering some more. We're taking July off for goat therapy, but we'll be starting back up in August. We should have some more baby goats born then, and we have our baby donkey that was just born, so he will be available for therapy as well. People, when they come out, they can see, you know, our ducks, chickens, turkeys, peacocks. They can see our pony, our dogs, the farm cats. We just hope to keep it going.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like there's really something for anyone that comes out to visit. Is there anything else you'd like to share about your goat therapy offerings or anything about Oak Hollow Acres in general?
Just, you know, like us on Facebook, you know, spread the word. We hope that you can come out and visit and get some time out here.
Abigail Littman, owner of Oak Hollow Acres and Serenity Soap Works, with a look at what goat therapy is and what visitors can expect if they sign up for a session. More information about the goat therapy sessions can be found at oakhollowacres.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund.
Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.